Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 24 in the church calendar. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm going to spend some time before the Lord, singing, praying, hearing His Word, and praying that we are more like Him when we end this time together. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Let the poor man say, I am rich in him. Let the lost man say, I am found in him. Oh, let the river flow. The blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again. Oh, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Holy Spirit, come. Move in power. Let the river flow. Poor man say, I am rich in him. Let the lost man say, I am found in him. Oh, let the river flow. Let the blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again. Oh, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Holy Spirit, come. Move in power. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Let the blind man say, I can see again. Let the dead man say, I am born again. Oh, let the river flow. Let the river flow. Lord, let your river flow. Let it overflow out of us from the depths of who we are to the depths of who you are, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 38, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. For I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior.
Lord, do not forsake me. Keep me close to you alone. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Scripture lesson is 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 58. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Wednesday in ordinary time, proper 24 in the church calendar. Almighty and everlasting God, in Christ you have revealed your glory among the nations. Preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord.
Lord, thank you that you hear our prayers. Lord, thank you that you hear our prayers.
Family, immediate family, extended family, lift them up now.
Thank you that you hear our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you hear our prayers.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us.
Thank you that you hear our prayers, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Lord hears you. He listens to you. He loves you. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your gifts. You can go to benwardmusic.com/donate to find out more.